Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
Alrighty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. I am sorry to everyone, especially to our special guest, Andrew Gillies, for leaving him on hold for 3 minutes. I had a bird fell out of our nest, but it's birdhouses. There we go, out of the birdhouse, and I had to climb up on the ladder and put it back. So, anywho, we are here, and we are welcoming Andrew Gillies. How's it going, Andrew?
Hey, hi there from the home of the NBA championship Raptors.
Absolutely. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a few months since we've talked. How's everything been? I see you're still working hard as usual.
Well, I wished I was working more, but it's one of those periods that actors go through where it's been pretty quiet. So, not to worry. I'm shooting in a week or so on the TV show Anne with an E.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my first question is, what made you want to become an actor? I know you've acted for many years now, and of course you're really good at it too.
Well, thank you. I was one of those guys, you know, the classic class clown at school, and I'd always participated in various forms of entertainment while doing regular gigs, and then at around age 22, I decided to give the real thing a shot and said to myself, I'll give myself 6 months to see how it goes. And I was hooked immediately, and that was that.
It seems like when people give themselves
I was going to say, and that's been 40 plus years since the early 70s. So it's been pretty good. Still is.
Well, that is awesome. I know that your first movie, at least it's listed on IMDb, is Big Meat Eater from 1982.
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty interesting film.
Yeah, it was, funnily enough, I just was given, or sent from Vancouver, a Blu-ray copy of it.
Oh, wow.
It was a crazy, crazy sci-fi cult classic, it turned out to be. Got great reviews. I mean, it is a mad little sci-fi musical crazy comedy. And that was in when? 19... Holy crap. 82 or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still a favorite for a lot of people.
It's interesting how those, especially like 60s low-budget horror movies, have really attained a cult following.
Yeah. Yeah. It went huge, of all places, in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it played back then, it played in the Toronto International Film Festival, which is one of the biggest festivals in the world. So, you know, pretty good. I'm trying to think, when did we last talk? How long ago?
Oh, my goodness. It was the last year, I believe. see if I can do a little robe research here and find out. But where was I going next? Oh, yeah. You appeared in Lizzie Borden Took an Axe back in 2014.
Yeah, that was
and
out
that
in,
was the... Go ahead.
Out in Nova Scotia.
Really?
Yeah. I think it then became a series. We did a one-off movie, which I played the judge on the bench, and but they went on to make a series out of it afterwards, which I think might still be running. But I was lucky I got on and did an episode last year of Designated Survivor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a great day shooting on the remake of Fahrenheit 451. With had Michael B. Jordan, Michael Shannon, and I had an evening on set with doing a scene with the beautiful and very talented Sophia Boutella of Mummy fame. Yeah, that was very cool to do. I mean, that was a film I grew up with, the original, with, Oscar Werner, Julie Christie, back in the 60s.
Okay.
And this remake was, they reset it. It was shot in Chicago, the modern version, which is still playing on HBO, and it's on iTunes. For rent, if you want to see it, it's a very cool remake.
Absolutely, let's check it out. I know the movie and the series were very well performing and very interesting. Just great making the show made her into a serial killer. Actually, it was pretty cool, kind of how they twisted history with it.
Yeah.
But I looked, and it was actually December 14th, 2017, when we last talked.
Wow. Time
flies. So it's been some time. Absolutely. And I know I asked you this the last time, but there's such a diehard following and cult following for Trailer Park Boys. How did you become involved with them, and what was it like working on the show?
Huh, it was crazy. Well, I was living in Nova Scotia, where I did the Lizzie Borden thing, and I got a call one day, and I just took one look at the character of this crazy cop, and I thought, well, they'll never hire me, but I'll go in. So I went in and just did a crazy audition and got hired. I think how many days I did on that show, but it was like that's guerrilla television at its best. One take, move on. And the guys were a lot of fun. It was very funny. People just never stopped laughing. It was a very cool experience in a real trailer park, I might add, too.
Yeah, it's really interesting that they actually do have it in an actual trailer park instead of, a lot of movies and stuff are set on backlots and on location in certain places. But actually have it in a trailer park, that's true television there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, by the time I did that show, they'd switched to a different format. I think that was by then it had become a web series.
Yeah.
So it's out there on the internet for all to see. But it was a lot of fun.
And you also appeared in, of course, I guess I'm jumping around here, but before Trailer Park Boys, you were a part of the legendary series Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yeah, that boy, that's going back a few years.
Yeah, I grew up on the 2001 to 2004. Your appearances, it was a really awesome show. And gosh, Degrassi, the whole series has been around for many years now.
Yeah, that's where you know, the famous rapper and Raptor supporter Drake started his career.
Oh, of course, yeah. I think it was one of, like, the breakouts from that period.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, but that's, boy, that seems to be going back years. You know, most recently I did, you know, four seasons of 12 Monkeys, which has become yet another kind of cult hit with people out there. And it's still getting rave reviews as one of the best pieces of science fiction television out there. I know it has a lot of fans in the States because I see it on my Twitter feed and whatnot, you know.
Oh, absolutely. But, anything with time traveling and post-apocalyptic future, that gets my interest.
Yeah. And, of course, one of my favorite gigs ever was the season I did on Orphan Black.
Oh, of course. That's a pretty pretty high up there show as well.
Yeah, that became huge. And Tatiana Maslany, the lead actor, who was fantastic to work with, her career has just gone through the roof. Amazing.
That's great. And you're still, of course, you're still acting, of course, maybe not as much as you would hope so. You've done some stuff in video games as well, which I found pretty cool, especially Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I think I've done three or four of those games for them.
That's got to be a pretty cool experience. Does it differ much than, I'm sure it differs a lot from getting, you know, in front of the camera.
Yeah, it's, I decided to do it because I knew what the technology was, but I'd never done it. And I thought, why not? You know, a modern actor, you've got to put as many strings to your bow as you can. So the whole motion capture thing where you wear the suit and you have, you know, every time I've done one, the technology has gone up another step. It's quite extraordinary. Over 80 cameras up surrounding the playing floor, and everybody's wearing these suits with all these markers, really, so they can capture your full body motion range and then transcribe it to the game. I don't play those games ever, but I've seen them, and it's huge.
Yeah, the video games now are looking just about as good as the movies.
Yeah.
Hey, don't those suits have little ping pong ball looking things on them to pick up your movements?
Yeah. Yeah, they attach all these little markers with Velcro. And then, of course, you wear the headgear, which is, you know, like a helmet with a camera out in front of you that's looking right at your face. And but you kind of have to, the skill is, you kind of have to ignore all that technology and just act and let the technology do its work for you, so to speak. But you still have to bring a performance to the
Absolutely.
Floor. So, yeah.
It's kind of like anything with acting, you still have to be an actor, just like, you know, like you said with voiceover. I think a lot of people think maybe you just got to talk, but you still have to make it sound believable and not like you're just reading off the script.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun, a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is. I've always wanted to do it, but I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, the last question I always like to ask is, what does the future hold for you? I know you said you had some stuff you're working on.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot this. It's a period show based on the Anne of Green Gables novels. This is the latest version, and it's the young Irish actress playing Anne of Green Gables, Anne Shirley, and I'm going in to play some local guy in the town council as we're trying to shut the kids down who have taken over the town paper. So it's a totally different thing to the things I've done recently. After that, like most of us, in my in my pay packet range. I don't know what comes after that. It's just getting really busy now here, so anything can happen. But, you know, I'm at that stage in my career and life where I'm about to hit 70 in a couple of months, and things change. I'm still wearing pretty well, but you never know. I never know.
Yeah, I'm sure the older that you get, the less you want to get out there and do all these projects. I'm sure it's still nice to be out there and be seen and act and have a good time, but I'm sure it's
yeah.
better to take kind of a break and be a little less, pull forward with it.
Yeah. Well, it's always the same, I find. Just when you least expect it, something brilliant comes along. So keep your fingers crossed, and I'll let you know.
Oh, absolutely. I'm wishing you all the best, Andrew. And thanks again for joining us. I've been wanting to talk to you again. I'm glad to hear things are going well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Total pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a great night, sir. Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Ciao now.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty, guys. That was Andrew Gillies. If you guys just tuned in, missed it. Somehow you were like, oh, my God, maybe you had to save a bird, too. You know, I don't know what you do in your free time. Maybe there was a bird that fell out of the nest, and you had to be the brave soldier to put it back in to where it once was from, to once it was, had dropped. I don't know. I was trying to make it sound cool there. Well, what's pretty interesting about the wrap-up for tonight, I actually have some shows to promote. What? Yeah, I know it's been kind of it's been slow. I've been sending out stuff. People have said yes. They're like, here's my email address. Contact me there, and I never hear anything. So it's the battle for doing podcasting and having a guest all the time is constantly trying to think of new people to interview. Getting new faces and trying to have new ideas for everything because. That's what it's all about, trying to bring a new product. We are going to be back on June 25th. We welcome independent professional wrestler Jexy Black to the show. Jexy is running rampant on the indie scene. She just made her debut in May, but she's already making her way around the Midwest and even down south. That's right, the king of wrestling. The king area of wrestling, I guess I could say, the South, as Andy Kaufman would call it, the South. So Jackson's going to be joining us. It's going to be nice to talk to her. She seems like a really awesome girl, and she's very talented. I've seen some videos of her match. There was a battle royal with her and another girl and, like, 20 guys, and they were just kicking butt, and they were just trapping dudes over the top rope like nobody's business. And then when I was doing the tedious work of hanging up clothes, I was Facebooked by my dear longtime friend, Nikita Brezhnikov. That's right, actor and longtime wrestling manager of the late, great Nikolai Volkov. He is going to be returning. Of course, you've seen him on Heroes of Wrestling and the iconic Maccabee Mania pay-per-views, a.k.a. Grandmasters of Wrestling. He's going to be returning to the show to promote his new book, When It Was Real, co-authored with Scott Keel of Crowbar Press. It's going to be great talking with Nikita again. Looking forward to it. I was going to do a little video show last night. I haven't done Facebook Live in like 9 months. So I was going to do one of those, and for some reason it was telling me that was like impossible with Microsoft Edge. So I have no idea. By the time I got Google Chrome downloaded, I didn't even want to do it. I was out of the mood, clearly. So take with it what you will. Of course, a couple weeks ago, I haven't done a show since... since I left for Kentucky and Metropolis to go to Superman Celebration and Garden of the Gods and all that stuff, it was a great time. Anytime I get to hang out with my dear friends and fellow podcasters, Josh and Ariana, of course, at Night Moves Radio on the Cloverleaf Radio Network, and it's always a great time. So we will be back on the 25th. I got to go walk the dogs. They've been barking. I've been throwing this phone on mute. Quicker than Guy and Denny's making pancakes in the morning. So I'm going to wrap this up. Be sure and check out the archive if you missed any of this great interview with the wonderfully talented Andrew Gillies. And we'll be back on June 25th for Jets Be Black. I'm Jimmy Falcon. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.